Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
After another wild ending to a Chicago Bears game, many Bears fans are just saying that this solidified the fact that Matt Eberflus needed to be out of here. We're going to focus and look at the growth of Caleb Williams under offensive coordinator Thomas Brown thus far and ask the question that many people are asking. Does Thomas Brown deserve to stay on even after Matt Eberflus is gone? We're going to talk a little bit about that, plus dive a little bit into the mailbag, plus the winners and losers of last game, all that and more right after this.
You are now tuned in to Chicago Bears Central, your number one place for all Chicago Bears news and content.
What's going on, Bears fans? Welcome to another episode of Chicago Bears Central, your number one spot for everything Chicago Bears related. I'm the host, Der Hayes, but more importantly, you guys can follow the channel at Shy Bears Central on every social media platform we happen to be on. With that said, let's go ahead and get into this content for today, y'all. I want to focus on the positive a little bit first before we get into the negative. When you look at it right now, we've had two games under Thomas Brown as the play caller, the offensive coordinator for the Chicago Bears team. And when you look at it, despite some rookie mistakes made, especially in overtime by Caleb Williams when he held on to the ball a little bit too long, it's been a really good stretch there by Caleb Williams when it comes down to it. Caleb Williams has also done something that has not been seen in almost 100 years. The Bears have gone five consecutive games without throwing an interception. This is the longest streak for the franchise since 1932. Caleb Williams has gone 193 pass attempts without throwing an interception. And when you put that in perspective, the record right now is held by Kyler Murray, who went 211 attempts without throwing an interception. That was back in 2019. Now, the thing with that is, and I know a lot of Bears fans are going to say, well, we went a long stretch of that without throwing touchdowns as well, which is definitely, you know, you definitely got to play into that. But Caleb Williams did have two touchdowns in yesterday's game. When you look at the five games as well, since that Caleb Williams has not thrown an interception, the thing that stands out the most, too, is that they've all resulted in losses. So, you know, like I said in yesterday's post-game show as well, like, Caleb Williams has done good in the last two games, and I want to make sure that I do point that out. But the fact is that where it's mattered the most at, we still haven't done, and that's in the win column. And I've always said, always maintained the fact that quarterbacks in the NFL, they get an unjust amount of the blame and an unjust amount of the claim when teams are winning and losing. It just comes with the nature of the position, right? But Caleb Williams has shown significant improvement in his time here under Thomas Brown, and that's really what it comes down to. Like, you love to see the growth and development that's there, that's being done right now. And Caleb Williams has talked a little bit about his thoughts on Thomas Brown as well. But, like, when you look at it, since Thomas Brown has taken over as the offensive coordinator, Caleb Williams has completed 70.5% of his passes for averages 285 yards per game with two touchdowns, zero interceptions, and a 99 QB rate. And that's what we talked about, right? The whole thing for the remainder part of this season is about the growth and development of Caleb Williams. That's what it's about. That just is what it is. That is what the rest of the season is about. And when Caleb Williams says things like this, Thomas, to be honest with you, I really think it's just how he's helped us. I don't want to use this word, but aura, I guess. He has a certain aura to him that he just allows you to play free. He knows what he wants. He knows what he wants out there. Whether it's checks, alerts, or all of that, we still have a bunch of those, all these different things. And so Caleb Williams, who now through not even one full season has played under two offensive coordinators, is talking glowingly about what Thomas Brown has done. And it really hasn't been the offense lately when you look at it, right? Yes, the offense has still had its struggles. The three sacks has still had its struggles. Not being able to move the ball on the ground, that was a struggle. But late in the game, the Vikings offense had a third and 13, a third and 12, a third and 10, and a first and 20. And they converted on every single one of those. And that's not me wanting to blame everything on the defense, because that's not the case. But when you look at it, it still is evident that Matt Eberflus just does not know how to close out football games as a head coach. It's evident there. He's 5-18 in one-score games as the Bears head coach. And he's the only Bears coach right now with a sub-400 winning record in those type of games. At the end of the day, everything is pointing towards the reason why Matt Eberflus needs to be removed. This is the thing that I'm saying in this, right? And I'm going to be very clear here on my personal thought process on this, and you guys can let me know how you feel about it. There's no point in holding on. If Matt Eberflus loses on Thanksgiving, there's no point in holding on to him something for something he's already broken. He broke it. It's done. And I get what you say, what the Bears don't fire coaches in the middle of the season, but to me, if you come out the bye on six straight losses, three of those being in your division, it's time to go. There's no point at it. And when you look at what Thomas Brown has already shown, that he's making a strong case for replacing Matt Eberflus. And I'm not necessarily saying long term. I want to be clear. I'm not in the camp yet of saying that Thomas Brown needs to be the Bears' next head coach when Matt Eberflus, the permanent head coach. But I'll tell you what, Thomas Brown, and I can understand not wanting to throw too much on him. You already threw on him the offense, right? Which he's done a really good job at. But do you want to throw on him having to run the whole team for the remainder of the season? But Thomas Brown has been confident. He's shown amazing leadership skills. He's shown an ability to handle himself with the media that Matt Eberflus has never shown. Where Matt Eberflus has been timid and outright coward at, Thomas Brown has been strong in. When you keep looking at what Thomas Brown brings here, right, and what his coaching strengths has brought to this offense that has really calmed down a lot, like I said, there's just no point of keeping Matt Eberflus until the end of the season. The damage is already done. It's done. It's over with. What Matt Eberflus has done and how he's held this team back, how he's hurt this team with his late game decision making, all that shit, it's already done. It's over with. And so if they decide to move on, which I do think is the right thing, especially if I think it's regardless, but I can understand in a short week why you don't want to move on from Matt Eberflus, because we got to turn around and we play on Thursday. I can understand that. But if we lose on Thursday against the Detroit Lions and this losing streak hits six, it's done. It's time. Matt Eberflus has to go. He was Thomas Brown was a finalist for your offensive coordinator role for a reason. And when you look at, some people have already talked about what he can bring as a head coach around the league. Again, I'm not necessarily in that camp that Thomas Brown needs to be. If they move on, when they move on, Thomas Brown needs to be the permanent guy at head coach. I do think he's definitely shown enough to where he deserves to get an opportunity to stay on an offensive coordinator. We got a voicemail on that later, though. I'll get into that then. But at the end of the day, the growth that we've seen from this Bears offense has been great. It's been real. And the growth that Caleb Williams has shown under an offensive coordinator that actually looks like he knows and understands what the fuck he's doing out there has made a big difference for the Chicago Bears team. But the one thing that was a calling card of Matt Eberflus, the one thing that he could have held his hat on to say a reason he deserved to stay around this team, was the defense. And the defense is on a slide now as well. It's time for Matt Eberflus to go. It's just done. Everything, when you look at how the Bears finished out that fourth quarter, how the Bears were able to get that onside kick to turn around and get that field goal to send this game into overtime, but how that game ended, it's the perfect example of what Matt Eberflus's era has been with the Chicago Bears. It's been a lot of failed opportunities. That's what the Matt Eberflus era is going to be remembered as, the Chicago Bears. A lot of failed opportunities. The Bears find new and interesting ways to lose games every single time. We've seen this story. We've been here. We've seen it for 3 years. And I've said it multiple times. Matt Eberflus is a good guy. He's a good guy. But it's just the losses, the way that Matt Eberflus has continued to find ways to lose football games is comical at this point. It's honestly comical at this point. Matt Eberflus' whole run as the head coach here has been nothing but comical jokes and just sad when it comes down to it in a lot of ways. So, like I said, we keep now wasting good performances by Caleb Williams and this offense, and we're at the point now you can't blame the offensive line anymore. Thomas Brown has found a way to make this offense successful. Not to say that the offensive line still doesn't hold certain aspects of this team back, but we can't just blame the offensive line. Thomas Brown has cooked up an offense that is able to take advantage of the weapons on this team, even with a weak offensive line. Thomas Brown has done that. Shane Waldron's gone. All the other scapegoats are gone. It's time to look at Matt Eberflus. Matt Eberflus, you are the weakest link. It's time to go. That's it. And I hope that the Bears do the right thing after Thursday's game and move on from this lame duck-ass head coach. And it's time to go. It's time for Matt Eberflus to go. The era, the run, whatever you want to call it, it's done. And we've seen it. We've seen enough. We've been there. We've done that. We've tried. It's time. Listen, and Matt Eberflus is going to go somewhere and be a really damn good defensive coordinator. He's going to go somewhere and do that. But it doesn't need to be here. The time in Chicago has come to an end. In a different world, is Matt Eberflus hired as the defensive coordinator of the Chicago Bears and becomes a loved defensive coordinator? Possibly. But unfortunately, he was brought here to be the head coach. And as that role, he's failed at that every single area and possibility that he could have. Matt Eberflus's era is done. It's time. It's over. It's time to fucking pull the plug on this shit. It's time to go. Now, with that said, before we get into the mailbag and hear some of your guys' reactions from our Week 12 matchup, let's get into some of the winners and losers from the game for the Bears. And we got to start off with Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams had a really 32 of 47 passes, a 68% completion percentage, 340 yards, two touchdowns, zero interceptions, 103 passer rating with six carries and 30 yards at 373 yards from the line of scrimmage. And Caleb Williams also became the Bears' single-season rookie holder for passing yards with 2,356 through 11 games. He broke Bears' record. He's on pace to have a over 3,000 passing yard season. That's great. He made some impressive throws, and that's the thing that always comes down with Caleb Williams. He misses some, but he makes some very impressive throws over that time as well. But Caleb Williams is absolutely a winner and a positive to come out.
An O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card is the perfect gift for that hard-to-buy-for person. Give the gift of convenience from O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Out of this game as well. And Keenan Allen. Listen, I haven't been the biggest Keenan Allen guy. He had the most targets when it came down to it. He had probably what was his best game, a touchdown, 86 yards receiving on nine receptions as well. Listen, Keenan Allen had a really big game. Him and DJ Moore had a really big game. And we almost had our first game of having two receivers with over 100 yards. DJ Moore had his best game of the season as well, 106 yards and a touchdown in that time as well. So, it was really good when it came down to it. He almost had a passing touchdown as well on a trick play that would have run to Rome Odunze. He had a really good game to DJ Moore. And overall, this offense had a really solid game overall. And Thomas Brown is a winner yet again. The way that he's come in here and ran this offense, an offense that looked like it was in bleak and dire straits, Thomas Brown has saved this a lot when it comes down to it, and he definitely gets that. But let's flip it to the defense. Kyler Gordon had himself a game. This was really a good game when it comes down to it. When him guarding Justin Jefferson as well, Gordon had two tackles, two pass breakups, one on that being on Jefferson in the fourth quarter on a fourth down as well that gave us the ball in really good field position. Kyler Gordon at the nickel has been amazing. And what he's able to do at the nickel in the run and the pass game, this was a really good game for Kyler Gordon. Maybe his best since he's come back from injury as well. DeMarcus Walker had another really good game on the defensive side of the ball as well. One sack, two QB hits, a tackle for a loss as well. Hey, him, he had a really good job. And he was the one as well when you look at that Jonathan Owens fumble recovery as well. He had made a heads-up play for that. DeMarcus Walker has 3.5 sacks on the season. When you look at that, it's his total from the 2023 season already with six games left to be played on this season. Really good performance from DeMarcus Walker as well. And I really like the way that this defense kind of got on the first half. Overall, the defense played a really good first half. They just got to find a way to get teams off the field in the second half of games. And, of course, the biggest dud in all of this, the biggest loser, continues to be Bears fans and Matt Eberflus because this dumbass is still the head coach here. It just is what it is. Matt Eberflus has to go. He can't stand on anything. The one thing that he's been able to stand on is the performance of the defense. But now, when you look at the defense, it's not that anymore. Matt Eberflus has to go. The defense collapsed in the second half of this game. It collapsed in overtime. When you look at the big plays that were given up, Matt Eberflus, he's not it anymore. He never was it. But even as the defense, he wasn't it. But DeAndre Carter gets some of this hate as well. When you look at the fair catch and letting it bounce on him and then it being recovered by the Vikings, what the fuck was that? DeAndre Carter had a Velus Jones type play, and that's not what you want from a veteran in DeAndre Carter. And it was just really unfortunate when you look at that play from DeAndre Carter. It was a head scratching play in of itself, and unfortunately, DeAndre Carter also goes on the losers here with this. And then the Bears' third down defense. I gave it to him before. I went over the stats about how many opportunities the Bears had to get the Vikings off the field, and they just couldn't get it done. 3rd and 13. 3rd and 12, 3rd and 10. They converted on every single one of those opportunities, and that's where the Bears defense has to get better in the third down situations. We have to be better about that. If we're not, we're just going to keep failing, man. We're just going to keep failing. But let me know what you guys think on all that down below. Let's get into the mailbag that we have today. We've got two voicemails. This first one, this one's from Marcus.
Yo, Marcus from Maryville calling. Fresh after that kick just went up. I got to say the reason why we lost, it's all Steve-O's fault. Steve-O, this is all you. You said it. You said that we were going to lose in overtime, and that's exactly why we lost in overtime. Granted, we was probably going to find some dumb way to lose anyway. I was kind of with Bobby walking into the game. I'm not even about to make excuses for why we could win, why we should win. I'm just, show me, do it. Like, that's just kind of where I'm at right now. But as soon as we went in overtime, I said, damn it, Steve-O said before the game that we was going to lose in overtime. And that's what happened. So, yeah, Steve-O, but this is on you. I ain't going to be bad at the Bears this week. It is what it is. Another day of being a Bears fan. Shot town up, bear down.
Yeah, I mean, listen, that loss sucked, Marcus. Like, there's no way to go about it. Like, that loss sucked. And it just keeps being heartbreaking losses at that. And, you know, Steve-O did call it. And unfortunately, it's just, that's what this season is. This season is a comedy of errors for the Chicago Bears. And we just got to, at some point, come to the realization that this was a doomed season from the start. And, you know, there's still growth and opportunity that can come out of it. But overall, like, it just sucks that this is continually what we go through. And as Bears fans, it's comical at this point. Like, you got to laugh to keep from crying because this shit is just keeps getting worse. And it keeps just, it's just going to keep being what it's going to be. That's all I can say. I mean, at the end of the day, it is what it is. It ain't what it ain't. And hopefully we can find another win here sooner rather than later. Because I tell you what, 5 straight losses sucks ass, man. It sucks ass. It really does. We've talked about 14 total wins in the 3 years that this show has been around. 14 total wins so far through 3 seasons of Chicago Bears Central being a thing. That sucks monkey ass. That's what that does. It sucks ass, man. It really does suck. All right, let's get into this next voicemail. This one's from DeLon.
What's going on, fellas? This is DeLon from Dallas, by way of Indiana. Just calling real quick to speak on today's game. My thoughts is this. Matt Eberflus is too conservative of a coach to be a head coach. Like you've always said, he's a good DC, but head coaching just not what he needs to do. It's time for them to let him go. I just don't understand what Poe's waiting on. So my thing is, if you end up losing real bad on Thanksgiving and this meeting back, it's time to cut the ties. Time to cut him. Let him go so we're ready to start fresh and get ready for next season. I want to say one more thing. When it comes to Caleb, heck of a game he played today. Yeah, I know a lot of people are saying, he held the ball, took that bad sack. But yeah, that's rookie growing pains as a rookie quarterback. So I can accept that. Because it's hard to get rid of old habits that quick. But other than that, Caleb played a clean game. We actually got us a star quarterback in the making. All we need to do is to get a good head coach. And one thing, the next head coach that ever comes in, whoever we get, needs to strongly consider keeping Thomas Brown. That's just my opinion. To keep some continuity with Caleb and Thomas Brown, because Thomas Brown been calling some good plays and Caleb been playing some good ball. But pretty much that's it. That's all I got for you fellas. I want to let y'all know y'all doing a great job. I'm always tuning in on another Mr. Show. And, yeah, Chicago up, better.
Yeah, listen, I agree with you. After if we lose on Thanksgiving, Matt Eberflus does not need to make. Are we home or away? Either way, he does not. His time in Chicago needs to be done at that point in time, in my opinion. There's no reason to keep Matt Eberflus around. There's just no reason to keep him around. It's time for Matt Eberflus to go. And I know that the Bears don't fire coaches historically in the middle of the season. I don't give a shit about that. Keep his ass in Detroit after the Thanksgiving loss if we lose, right? And you're right. Caleb Williams made normal rookie mistakes. Holding on the ball too long in overtime that resulted in the sack on that overtime drive, that is a rookie mistake. And he's going to make rookie mistakes. I told you guys this coming into the season. Expect the rookie mistakes to come for Caleb Williams. And I would say it was way more positive in the last two games, the negative, in my opinion. I know there are going to be more pessimistic Bears fans that have a difference of opinion on that. But for me, it's been a lot more positive under Thomas Brown. And I'll say this. You asked the question as, you want the new coach to consider keeping Thomas Brown on? You got to keep in mind, the moment that the Bears fire Matt Eberflus and the season ends, is that opens up Thomas Brown to interview. It's not just up to the Bears to keep Thomas Brown at that point. And the bit that the Bears are showing in Thomas Brown, or that Thomas Brown is showing for the Bears, he was already somebody that was reportedly on a lot of teams' shortlist to potentially be an offensive coordinator. Those teams are going to come calling, so the Bears may not even have the option to keep Thomas Brown. They can offer him something, but if another team comes with something more and the turmoil around here, now he may want to stay. I don't know personally what Thomas Brown's thoughts are on that. We don't know, but I tell you what, you got to keep in mind that it's not all up to the Bears. Thomas Brown could get a lot of opportunities, and that's one of the downsides of how this works in the NFL. When you fire a head coach, it opens up the assistants to have the right to interview with other teams, all these things. They don't necessarily have to stay on under the new head coach, much less if the new head coach wants to keep them. So, you know, we'll see what that future holds, but Thomas Brown has shown a lot, and he deserves now an opportunity. Again, I'm not necessarily in the Thomas Brown as the permanent head coach mindset, but again, when you look at Thomas Brown and what he's done for the Bears, there are going to be teams that maybe there are teams that are looking at him to be there. Maybe there are teams that say, hey, we're a young team. We're developing. We're years away. We want to see what Thomas Brown could develop here over years. That is a chance of that happening. I don't know how likely that is, but there is a chance of that. So, you know, we'll see what the future holds, but I'm not mad at the prospect of Thomas Brown staying on with the Chicago Bears at all by any stretch of the imagination. I'm not mad at that at all. I think Thomas Brown has earned that opportunity. I think he's earned that chance. There was a reason he was one of the finalists for the offensive coordinator role. Thomas Brown is a good dude. And so far, what he's shown through his leadership, the direction, and the intentionality, I would love for him to stay on as the offensive coordinator here. But then again, you got to think about whoever we bring in as a head coach, does his offensive philosophies match the philosophies and what Thomas Brown has come from? Because that's a big part of that as well. And we'll see how it develops. But thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys are following the show at Shy Bear Central. You can send us any feedback, questions, comments, concerns, ChicagoBearCentral@gmail.com. Lastly, if you want to leave a text message and our voicemail for the mailbag, the number to do so, 773-270-2799. We are the number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related, but that's thanks to you lovely and beautiful people. And I said Chicago Bulls. We're the number one spot for everything Chicago Bears related. That's thanks to you lovely and beautiful people. And like we liked in every episode on Chi-Town up, but Bear down. Love you guys. Peace, y'all.
This has been a presentation of the Break Media.
An O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card is the perfect gift for that hard-to-buy-for person. Give the gift of convenience from O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.